watching The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of time in this segment, and I was going to go into something that I've covered before, which was the Dave Smith, Adam Sosnick situation. But that's fluff. That sizzle, it's fun to talk about. There are meta-level discussions we can have based off of the flawed lines of questioning and accusations by Adam. But it's really, it's anti-war stuff, and we've already covered that this morning. We're going to get into it more later on in the show. Sorry to throw you guys a curveball here. This is in the rundown. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. Okay. This is what we fight against. This is what we rail against. This is why the protection of the First Amendment is so sacred, needs to be sacred for all future generations of Americans going forward. I oftentimes talk to people from other countries and the rag on America and do whatever. We are the only people in the world with like significant human rights. We're the only people in the world with the right to protect and own firearms. We're the only people in the world, basically. I know there's Switzerland, whatever, you can name some African nations, but by and large, as part of the culture, we're the only nation that's allowed to defend ourselves and the only nation that's allowed to speak our mind, the only nation that can trust, as long as it's not a criminal threat, as long as it's not defamation, you have the right to say whatever you want. You could flip off the president and tell him, F you, who cares? And there's a landmark civil rights case, and I often point this out. And this was a real genesis for me of the idea of what civil rights mean on both sides and why you have to have an equal standard and why I'm so passionately pro-humanity and pro-liberty at the end of the day. I took this class called Intro to Law in I think it was like sophomore year of high school. And I'm losing my point now. Let me focus in, zen in. I gotta focus in. Thank you so much, crew, for reminding me. So I'm taking this class. I'm taking Intro to Law. My teacher, Clint Walker, shout out to you if you ever see this. I love you, man. You're my favorite teacher that I ever had. This guy, super smart, highly intelligent, both a lawyer and an engineer. You don't hear about that too often. Both sides of the brain, this guy was really proficient in. But he went over a landmark case where the ACLU defended the KKK. And you ask, well, how would the American Civil Liberties Union, like the liberal really leftist organization now, why would they defend like a neo-Nazi racist organization? Well, it was free speech. The KKK wanted to march through a town of Jewish people, of Holocaust survivors, with signs protesting them, saying bad things about them, whatever. But no calls to violence, public street, walking through, organized protests that they had a permit for, right? The ACLU defended them. We used to live in a country where the values and the virtues of the First Amendment and the principles of our Constitution and the framework within mattered more than people's fifis or people's mentality about things or whatever. The law was the law. But you look around the world, you go, oh, this place is modern. Oh, this place is great. Oh, did you know in the UK, if you say something bad, they're going to throw you in jail? If you say you don't like somebody, raping your daughter, they're going to throw you in maximum security for 2 years. You say you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care. Literally, you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care? Boom, 2 year jail sentence. We see in Australia, of course, oh, you went to organize a COVID protest. We're going to throw you in the jail now for 2 years. It's just everywhere you see around here in the West. But let's read the article here. I'm kind of pontificating a little too much. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. The racist gesture made by a white Argentine tourist towards waiter at Rio de Janeiro bar was captured on video and quickly ricocheted across the internet. The video, recorded in January by the employee of the bar, showed Agostina Paez imitating a monkey and uttering a racist slur as she walked away. In Brazil, the backlash was swift. She's a lawyer. She was arrested and charged with making a racist insult. Do we want to live in a world like this? Oh, Fifi's got hurt. You're going to jail for 6 months. You're not allowed to say the N-word. That's just going to make Americans say the N-word. I got a bridge to sell you if you think anything else. And I'm not condoning that or endorsing that. But ultimately, you'll get people like Alex Stein, who goes to the city councils and crashes out and has a fun time, dresses like an Indian or whatever. That's free speech. And if you call it offensive, you say you can't do it, you say my dad can't say the N-word on Fresh and Fit like he did multiple times, then you are a totalitarian. You're advocating for civil liberties to be taken away from people. We are fighting for the First Amendment by being First Amendment absolutists. And look at what they do. They arrest and charge her with making a racist insult, a crime under Brazilian law. Now Ms. Paez, 29, faces a possible prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. See, I told you that number. That number is always correct. Bad dog! Bad dog! Go in the crate! Bad dog! That's what they tell you. And they throw you in jail for 2 to 5 years. When you come out, you have to be a good boy and not be racist and, you know, ascertain to whatever the system wants. Interesting. Yeah, they blur her making the gesture. Look how Orwellian dystopian that is. Well, is the middle finger a racist gesture? I thought the middle finger came from the Roman galley slaves who had their middle fingers chopped off. Okay, focus on that all we want. Focus on that all we want. Can't solve the world's problems. You got to throw people in jail for speech. The case has captured headlines and fueled divisions between two neighboring South American countries whose governments have starkly different positions on race. In Brazil, which only abolished slavery in 1888, the case exemplifies the country's strong anti-racism laws, although pushed for this hard here in the 2030s. Let me tell you, when this liberal faction that regains strength, if we don't break the back, if we don't build a new coalition, this is what we face here in the country, which is why I'm such a passionate advocate against it, which are part of a long and continuing struggle for racial justice. It's a nice language to say societal control, a caste system, if you will, things you're not allowed to say, the removal of rights from the citizens. But racial, put quotation marks around it, racial justice in Argentina. Some, including conservative lawmakers, have come to Mrs. Paez's defense and have cast her as a victim of woke laws gone too far. Absolutely agree. And then we can read a description of the event here. She goes to the bar. We literally watched the video of it, so it doesn't matter. And a victim in Argentina and a symbol of racial justice. That's what the Brazilians say. She's a victim of the Brazilian state, says Lila Limon, an Argentine lawmaker and close ally to Milei. And they say they're pursuing a vendetta. Let's see the Orwellian language they use. In Brazil, a majority black. Well, I mean, they're not black. They're Brazilian. Like you got Indian Brazilians. You got Mexican Brazilians. You got white Brazilians. You got black Brazilians. If you're from Brazil, you're just a Brazilian. Like I watch enough MMA and UFC and PFL and all these sporting competitions. It's like it's a new group of people. And that's cool. I love Brazilian people. They're awesome. But it's definitely a new thing. It's not like people see black and they think of like American black. And oftentimes, like you talk to someone from Africa or someone from South America that actually take offense to that. They say like, hey, like I'm Afro-Caribbean or whatever term they would want to use. I just want to give clarification there. Now, Mrs. Paez's trial in Brazil has been celebrated as evidence that the law is being applied. This is a source of national pride. So if they go, hey, white boy, hey, white girl, F you, that's legal. But if it's against a black person, you go to jail for 2 to 5 years. That's draconian. That's Hitler. That's Nazi. They are Nazis. They are Nazi filth scum. They are Zionist filth scum. Even if they're not Zionist, they're operating in the spirit of it, doing ethno-supremacy. That's what that is. We must reject all laws like this. This reminds me of the law that the Israelis have passed now. Ben-Gavir literally popping bottles in the club, shot he won a thug, Little Wayne style, lollipop style, after they passed the Death Penalty Act. That's ethnically specific. So if a Jew kills a Jew, the Jew doesn't automatically get the death penalty. But if a Palestinian kills a Jew, that's terrorism, death penalty immediately, no questions asked. And they say, yes, we have thousands of people lined up to be executed. They're like, yes, we got thousands of people here in Brazil that have said the N-word, and we're going to punish them and send them to jail for 2 to 5 years. Screw these people. Hate these people. South America, you need to wake up. You need to, I would say, be more like Argentina, but Argentina is totally controlled by the Zionists as well. It's just a total disaster. Okay, I wanted to cover that. And again, why does this matter? It's a place far away. This is coming here. If we don't wake up and build a post-duopoly coalition that is anti-war, pro-liberty, and pro-human freedom, and pro-Bill of Rights, and pro-additional rights for humans, instead of taking rights from people, instead of passing cushy laws and using your HR language is a lie. And we all know that it's a damn lie, too. We want people to be real. We want people to be raw. We want people to make art, science, mathematics. Everything real comes from rigorous debate, testing, trial by combat. That's what human society is. They want to remove that ability from you. They want to push a state narrative. And they say, oh, it's only for racism. It's only for racism. It's only for racism. That's all it ever is about. It's called setting a precedent, ladies and gentlemen. Once they have this for one thing, they can apply it to other things. And newsflash, that's happening everywhere. Wake up and smell the roses. And again, I just harken back, and this is kind of a central theme for my show today, whether I like it or not. I can't decide what the show is actually about until I get in the chair and it's zeitgeist mode and I have a greater theme I want to present to you guys. You got this guy like the quartering. And a guy like this has no actual political positions, but he's a political commentator. So people are going to come around on the left that we don't like, that are anti our ideals, but they will have real solutions, real political platform, be trying to build some sort, some form of coalition. And if all you got are guys like Jeremy up there sitting on the fence, then how are we supposed to fight against that? We're going to lose the country to people like that because of weak people like him. That's just a key point I want to make. Now, going on to another weak individual, and here's the thing, we're all weak in various respects. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here, but this is just, if you can't talk, don't do media. Let's go ahead and roll clip number three, Dave Smith buries Adam Sosnick clip.
And if you want to keep doing this, buddy, you could tell me to check the scoreboard. I'll run circles around you on this, dude. Check the scoreboard. Most unpopular war in American history going in. Check the scoreboard. 13 dead Americans and 150 plus other wounded. Thousands of innocents, including little schoolgirls in Iran, killed. Dead innocent Israelis. Hundreds of dead innocent people in Lebanon. Millions of innocent people being displaced, all at the cost of tens of billions of dollars and destroying Trump's coalition. Check your scoreboard, Adam. How's it looking for you?
Okay. If you haven't seen the full interview, Adam's only talking point, like a parrot that's like heard its owner say the F word over and over and over again. So, and the owner in this case would be PBD, and he's PBD's kind of pet parrot. You know, like, ooh, like Jafar from Aladdin. He's like the parrot from Aladdin. He's like Jafar's pet. But he can go, you think that America is a state sponsor of terrorism? You don't support the men and women in uniform. You don't support them. You don't support them. Okay, well, that's not an argument, man. It's not an argument to say you don't support the military. Of course you support the troops. We don't support the evil government that promised not to do this, that's sending people off to die right now. What did the crew say? I'm sorry. Did the crew say something?
The parrot was named Iago.
The parrot was named Iago. We have a new name for the parrot now. This guy is the parrot. Adam Sosnick is the parrot from Aladdin. Let's go to the longer clip where PBD, and here's the thing, and this is so humiliating, right? And here's the thing. I'm honored and grateful to come on the network. Any criticism the producer gives me or my father gives me, I listen to it, I take it into account. But ultimately, I'm free to pilot my own ship. These are my own political ideas. We don't have to agree on everything. We do a damn good show. We present damn good information. Adam Sosnick, when he goes on the show and Dave Smith rightfully calls him, he's like, you're Pat's guy. And I like you, but you're Pat's guy. This dude isn't allowed to have his own independent thoughts outside the network. You're going to watch PBD break that down because PBD sees him as, you know, he's running on the treadmill for him. And he's not running on the treadmill the way he wants him to run. He thought that he was being aggressive and disrespectful and that he had no argument. PBD, of course, is right that that reflects badly on him. But you literally have this toucan. Let's get that up there again. We love it. We like to have fun here. We have that's Adam. He's like, oh, I got to defend the war. I got to defend the war. I can't stop defending the war. And PBD's like, don't be an a-hole. Don't be rude. Be actually professional. I can't be professional. I got to just scream the same thing over and over again. Ah! All right, that's perfect. Let's go ahead and go to the PBD clip.
Adam, you were on the Smith. You and Dave Smith did a debate together. On Piers Morgan. I think that's the first time you were ever on.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the market has responded, and they've been saying their thoughts on how it went, what you did, what was said. Dave has retweeted and said something about this is the end of Adam funeral. He made some comments that went viral. You've responded. You made some videos at him as well, but I just want to kind of get, because a lot of times from the audience, you have to know how this works. The audience sits there and watches and says, I know for a fact Pat prepped him and the team prepped him and this and this and that, and they don't know what happens. I want you to share with us, because the audience is curious, they're asking me, what is your impression on how you did on the debate with Dave Smith?
Well, despite what you think, I haven't listened or watched any of the internet comments.
Actually believe
zero.
You.
Like, I don't go onto Twitter. I don't check the comments. It's just not something that I do. Some people are messaging me on my neck. What do you think? I don't know. People are saying stuff. And I'm listening to a song called Ain't Nothing Gonna Break My Stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. And that's how I feel about this.
All right,
they told me last minute, hey, you're gonna go.
All right. All I got to say is the raped. All right, that's really difficult to – you got to sing the happy song. We call that whistling through the graveyard because you know what's up. You know you lost the debate. Go back to it.
I'll debate Dave Smith. Listen, there's no doubt that Dave Smith is smart or wise or well-read.
Yeah.
The same thing could be said about when you debated a room full of 20 communists on Jubilee. They were all very smart. I was very impressed by all these people. But just because you're smart doesn't mean you're wise. Pause now, do it. I think Dave Smart is Dave Smith?
He literally just said he literally just called Dave Smith smart and wise. He can't talk. He can't remember what he said like 30 seconds ago or just 5 seconds ago. I mean, this is just embarrassing. Go back to it.
And capable, sure. Do I think he's funny? No. Do I think he's right? Definitely not.
I'm asking you. How do you think you did?
I think I did fine. My intention wasn't to play nice. So I went on Piers Morgan. I don't really have plans on going on Piers Morgan every single day. That's not my thing. It's a food fight every single day. Respect to Piers Morgan.
Pause it.
I wanted to make some.
See, it's above him. The reason why he crashed out and totally bombed out and made just a mockery of himself and let Dave Smith basically run him over with a cement roller, because, you know, it's a food fight. It's above, you know, he's in the rooms. He's doing business. He's got the big grand ideas. Well, newsflash, you really want to be a commentator. You really want to be a host, and you're not studying. You're not trying to get better, not trying to give yourself an education on how to do that. You're not trying to do these shows. You think you should just walk on to do a show? I mean, the whole reason I'm doing a show here, doing a show at night as well in the gray area talks on X, is because I'm trying to get better at it. These people, especially come from a business background, they think they can just go sit in a studio and defend the worst positions imaginable, like being this guy's pro-war. This is a pro-war guy saying that other people want to engage in a food fight. Being pro-war is the equivalent of like not being able to be potty trained. Go back to it. Oh, there's something painful. There's something painful about watching an excellent coach trying to help a talentless player. Absolutely phenomenal from Dave Smith. Go back to it.
Right? I could be wrong. I don't care.
Okay. So
the problem is
you
this.
Said you don't care?
No, meaning like I don't care what the market thinks of me.
Yeah.
I know what I believe. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I stand for what America stands for. Dave Smith, what pissed me off, he continues to say that America is the greatest terrorist regime in the world.
So pause
and
it.
And that Israel is the greatest.
All right, he has no argument to the contrary. He just goes, it's outrageous that you say that. It's outrageous that you say that. Okay, Al Julani, Syrian head chopper, head of Al-Qaeda in Syria. We lock him in jail for 5 years. We program him with the CIA. He comes out speaking perfect English. We make him essentially president of the country after we depose Assad. He has like 300 different terror cells that he has interpreters, Western interpreters that he uses to run them. He's a complete agent of us. He comes over to our White House. He shakes our president's hand. He's actively involved in killing thousands of people. That's just one of the hundreds of examples I could give you. Another example I could give you, Saddam Hussein. Who gave Saddam Hussein chemical weapons against Iraq? Well, that's a very easy question to answer. The United States government. So when we think about these things, think about who the actual state sponsor of terrorism is. It's very clearly the United States of America. And for Adam to go, oh, that's so ridiculous to say, I'm making one side of the argument. You could argue that it's justified. We have to do it peace through strength, whatever term you're going to use. He doesn't even have that queued up to play in his mind. Let's go back to the clip now.
This terror regime in the Middle East.
So what? That's his argument.
Sure. That's his argument. My point.
Yeah.
Was that only 1% of Americans vote for libertarians. He's a hardcore radical libertarian. Okay. So when you wrote the book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely, you said, who's your enemy?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know who my enemy is. I don't really have a lot of enemies. You know me, Pat. It's a big difference between the internet and comments in real life. I walk around in real life. I have zero issues.
You don't have issues there. That's not the conversation
I'm
having.
The conversation that I was just basically establishing is that Dave Smith, as potent as he might be on a podcast, or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think.
I swear I need just like a transcriptor right next to me that makes it all text, because like you hear about what you hear the way these people talk. It's so stupid. It's breaking my mind. It's breaking my brain right now. What did he say about it? Wasn't initiate the conversation. That wasn't language he used. Crew, do you remember what he said? We don't have to rewind it maybe. Mystery. All right, let's rewind it like 10 seconds. Let's take a look here.
As potent as he might be on a podcast, or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think Joe's okay. had him on 20, 30 times.
I wanted to go back a little further, but it's okay. I want to just make the point while I can still make the point cogently in my mind. He's like, so I like, basically, I struck up a conversation about this. I initiated this. I said that he thinks this about America, about the terrorism. And Dave Smith gave his reasons as to why he thinks that that's true. And Adam doesn't even address that in the debrief of PBD. He just goes on to say, and yeah, people might think he's all smart and brave and tough. But when I got to him, when you got to him, he got ratioed and destroyed all over the internet, little bro. So like that's the reality of what's going on. Let's roll this again really quick.
With the guy or not, you know, Joe likes Dave, right? So the question you got to ask yourself is, from my perspective, there is issues, mm-hmm. there is approach, there is what's next for you. When I look at everybody in a marketplace, including myself, mm-hmm. I leave and I say, okay, how am I recreating myself for this next phase? What areas do I have where it's a leak for me? What habits do I have that I need to pay attention to? When we started building an insurance company, yesterday I had Lee Strobel on. We had a great conversation together. One of the guys I was studying a lot was Billy Graham. And Billy Graham and his friends in 1948,
okay, skip like 30 seconds of this.
We don't have to watch all this.
We'll skip a little bit ahead, and we're about to go back to the video. It's just, here's the thing. PBD's trying to give him good advice. It's that Dave Smith tweet that he reposted. It's like, watch an incredible coach have to deal with a horrible player. It's one of the most tragic things ever imaginable in sports and politics, just in life in general. That's what we're seeing. You'd think, or if you have the opportunity to be around all these phenomenal guests, phenomenal hosts, PBD is a good host, even if I disagree with him on a lot. You'd think that you'd get better, but they have this arrogance and entitlement to think, I can do news media because I'm a businessman, I'm a professional in whatever field. No, you actually have to have convictions and be strong in your positions. Look who's in studio. I got, you gonna fix my jacket for me? You coming here to fix my jacket? Look who we got.
I can't do this to Owen anymore, so I can do it to you.
I love you.
You're copying my hairstyle, buddy.
I know. We look like twins.
Even though, I don't know. Are you sure you're my son?
Yeah, you know, hey man, they're saying I'm Bill Hicks's kid. What do you think about that?
Well, you're Bill Hicks Jr. then. Yeah, I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job, right?
Thank you. I love you, Dad. The great Alex Jones here in studio.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, that people have been saying it. People are saying it's also the mark of the beast as well. All sorts of various theories online, but we love the people.
I got a little birthmark, but it's on the heel of my foot. Looks like South America.
Mm.
Now, how many times you were a kid did liberals come up and say, does your daddy beat you?
Yeah. No, we'd be in like Walmart or like Walgreens and they recognize him and they call me. They go, is it okay? Do we need to call CPS? You've been beaten. I'm like, no, it's a birthmark. And it happens like a couple to like once a month or once every couple of months.
Always
like,
hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, people want to ask. You got a red mark on the side of your head. But I've learned to accept it. Going out to break, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Support the operation. Get the methylene blue. We're both methylene blued up, aren't we?
Big ol' arms.
Love you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.